Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is an outstanding expert in selling that we count on a regular basis. She's the author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected for Professional Sellers. She's the co-author of Stop Selling and Start Leading, and she's our good friend. She's been a great member of our brain trust. Deb Calvert, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. It's always such fun to come on the show with you.
We love having you on the show because I love talking about the two things that are on your mind all the time, and that's leadership and sales. I love helping people sell because, as I like to repeat what I learned many years ago from one of my mentors, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
That's right. It's the engine of our economy,
Yep. Selling
something.
That's right. So where are we now? What do you think we need to be focused on these days?
You know, I think what's on my mind a lot lately is how much we spend time protecting and sometimes upholding and defending, preserving the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And the status quo might not be our friend.
I think
that's something to talk about.
I agree with you. And one of my mentors is Joel Barker, and he's the guy who resurrected the concept of paradigms and brought it in more into our lexicon, helped us understand it more. And a paradigm is very similar to the status quo. A paradigm is a set of rules that we've established for ourselves or are acquired from someone else, around which we operate our lives. It's our personal lives or our business lives. We've got a paradigm about everything. You know, a religion is a paradigm. A set of laws is a paradigm. And when we're in our business and we've gotten comfortable with doing things a certain way, what you call the status quo, it's our status quo, it's actually maybe even more, it becomes more dangerous when it becomes a paradigm that we can't get rid of, because we find a way to be successful with paradigms, but sometimes paradigms don't serve us for very long. We have to get rid of them, right?
Yes, and I like that definition of paradigm. I think the reason that we stand still so often and we have our paradigm, it's hardwired, it's our set of beliefs, sometimes it just feels too risky to change anything. That's one thing working against this. The second thing is that we're all so busy. Every business owner is mired in details and trying to just keep the engine running today and everybody afloat. So the idea of change seems risky. But what we don't do, we neglect to think about, well, what is the risk, though, of standing still? What is the risk of sticking with my paradigm? It served me well in the past, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to keep serving you well in the future.
Well, one thing that Barker says is that when a paradigm shifts, and they all shift, when a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. And this is why what you're talking about is so important to me, Deb, because every paradigm we have, even if it's a paradigm that we've been successful with, we've actually couldn't have done without it. It was a good thing. It has its lifespan, and when the paradigm shifts because of some other influence on your world, if you're still focused and beholden and hidebound to that old paradigm, you're going to go down the drain with it.
You're right. I mean, change is everywhere, even if we don't want it or like it. Our competitors, suppliers, customers, legislators, you know, everything is out there.
Right.
Someone's going to force our hand. The only place you don't get change anymore, Jim, is from a vending machine.
That's exactly right. Let me give you an example of where I was hidebound in, about a paradigm. I came up at a time when of course I was taught to give proposals. I still think giving proposals is the best tool any salesperson can have, and I encourage people to do them all the time. But I came up at a time when I would never consider allowing somebody to read my proposal without me being there. I would never let somebody just have my proposal. I had to present my proposal, and I was hard and fast about that. But when all this new technology came along and things started moving faster, I had to modify that because I was getting behind because I wasn't able to deliver my proposal as fast as the customer wanted me to deliver it. They wanted me to email it to them, and I had to change that.
And I bet that you've adapted and you've learned, and things that are different may not have ever been as comfortable as they used to be, but
it was
you
hard,
found a way
though.
To make it work.
It was hard. I didn't like it, but I had to do it. So that's what we're going to talk some more with Deb about, folks, after this break. Deb Coward and I will be right back. Stay tuned.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.